Coming up on July 4th, think about the thought of freedom, that concept, that thing, if it were. You know, we celebrate that here in America as our Independence Day. That view of freedom is that we are free to do a lot. We experience a lot of freedoms here in this country. Freedom particularly from British control, which is what our Independence Day was all about. It's interesting when you take the thought or the word freedom, how differently it can be viewed depending on your stance or your circumstance, where you are born, what your appearance is. All of those things can dictate how this word freedom relates to you. You know, typically in America here, we have this thought of like freedom is that I can do whatever I want. And like, yeehaw, you know, just we celebrate this autonomy of self. Like we are free to move about the country, I believe the airline commercial says. And we view life like that a lot in our freedoms. You know, this time of pandemic in our world, this time of some view as plandemic in our world, has really shown that freedom is, in a lot of ways, objective. You know, you aren't as free as you think you are. I find this to be a great a great thing to weigh against the life of a believer, because we believers can get caught up in pursuing freedoms that really aren't ours ever to capture. Pursuing freedoms that we want to take full advantage of that aren't really ours to be had. And I say that to say that we forget, I forget, and I'm glad to be reminded. I'm glad of His grace that reminds us that it is in Christ alone that we find true freedom. Freedom from worry, freedom from control, freedom from even death. We lack all of those things in the freedoms offered to us by this world, but in Jesus, we have been given freedom. Freedom from sin. Freedom from death. Freedom from hell and the grave, Paul would say. And so, brothers and sisters in Christ, soak in this freedom. But it's with great responsibility this freedom comes, because this freedom is not for self. That we find the responsibility. This freedom is for others. In Galatians 5, Paul starts off talking to the church at Galatia in verse 1. He says, "For freedom, Christ has set us free. So therefore, stand firm and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." He's talking about the freedom that we have in Christ. And he goes through the next few verses and talks about who is hindering you from obeying the truth. You are doing so well. You know, here it is, this freedom we experience, and the vehicle through which we experience it is the grace of God. And anytime we begin to add on things that we have to do, or that we should do, or that we must do, that are outside of the grace of God or the freedom we find in Christ, you find the same thought from the Holy Spirit that convicts us with, why are you doing this? Why are you trying to make it about you again? Well, a person should only do this, or a person should only read this, or a person should only follow this. We're making it about us again. It's all about grace, and the grace wherein we stand is in Christ Jesus. It's offered freely through Him. And so Paul, getting here, going through these verses in Galatians chapter 5, all the way through verse 12, he's telling them that, you know, if If it's all about works, if it's all about doing things, if it's all about checking off lists, then it's not about grace. It's basically, if you're saying you've got this, then God doesn't. And who wants to walk in that? Because I can assure you, I don't have anything in regards to me handling things. Don't get me wrong, I still live like I do. I worship the idol of control. I don't know if you do, but I worship the idol of control. I loathe that I do. I confess and repent of it as often as He brings it to mind, but it's still one that I struggle with. I want to be in control. And so many times, my actions, if not my actual words, tell God, I've got this. My prayerlessness tells God, I've got this. My lack of time with the Father in His Word tells Him that I think I've got this. But the truth is, I don't have this. I've never had this. The overwhelming reality of the lack of what I have breaks me, but in a good way. Because when it breaks me, that then it allows me to stand in the liberty that I have in Christ, to stand in His grace, to stand in His freedom, not in my own strength, but in His. And that is where we get to in verse 13 of Galatians chapter 5, when Paul says, "For you are called to freedom, brothers, only do not use freedom as an opportunity for the flesh." It's not about you. It's not about me. My freedom is not about me. What is it about then? The rest of the verse says, "But through love, serve one another. For the whole law," verse 14, "is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself." I guess a clear indicator to me in my own life is to be able to be still and listen to the leading of the Spirit, to listen and to watch for God to show me whether I am spending my time loving those around me or looking for license for myself. Those aren't the only two options, but those are the options that I struggle with the most. This liberty that I have, this freedom that I have in Christ, is for others. It's for others. It's by the way, through love that it's shown by the way through others I love them. How do I love them? I love them like I love myself. Recently in a Bible study, David Platt issued this question. Have you ever taken care of someone's needs? I mean, really went above and beyond to make sure that there was no need, that there was taken care of, that they were taken care of. Really went that extra mile. And as he's talking, I'm thinking in my mind, oh man, have I done that? Is there anyone I can think of? You know, I thought of these people, but really I kind of just did the surface stuff and then hoped everything was okay because I didn't want to get involved. Or there's these people, and I have done that, but man, it's been a while. And so I'm thinking, and he cunningly says, of course you have. I'm assuming all of us have. We do that every day for ourselves. So if we look at a freedom that doesn't become all about us, what does it look like to live in freedom that's all about others? If we could take how in tune we are with ourselves, how focused we are on ourselves, and we could turn that outward onto those around us. Paul would later say in this chapter to be good to all men. As you have therefore opportunity, be good to all men, especially the household of faith. I don't think it's that we lack opportunity to show love to others. I just think I lack in showing love to others. God, help me get away from the inward focus that this world constantly wants to offer. That is the desire and heart of our enemy. That is the tactic that he uses. That is the essence of sin, is that it points us inward. Father, by your grace, may we stand in just that, your grace, knowing that we are helpless in ourselves, but that in you we are more than conquerors. Father, help us to take this liberty, this freedom that is unlike the world, because it is not tainted with conditions, but rather soaked in grace. And help us to use this freedom that you have given us to turn our eyes and affections and hearts off of ourself, and help us be in tune to our neighbors, the needs of the people around us. Open our eyes to the opportunities that we have. Help us be your hands and feet to do good to all men. As we strive to make our lives centered around the true hope of the gospel, that you came, lived a sinless life because of the curse of sin. It was necessary for you to come, and so you did, and you laid down your life for the sins of mankind, and you rose again on the third day victorious over death, hell, sin, and the grave. And because of that, offer this freedom, real freedom. In Jesus' name, amen.